Sorry.
Yeah.
In Siman Dalet, the Mishabura presented Machlokes the Rosh and the Rashba regarding the reasoning for Nesilas Yadayim in the morning. That's mentioned in Sitkot Nalot, that's what we have been speaking about the last number of days. But there's a third time that the Mishabura refers to from the Gemara in Shabbos. So I'm going to read first the Gemara in Shabbos, and this time is mentioned here by the Mishabura, the time of Ruach Ra. This is a time that is found in the Gemara, in Masechet Shabbos, as I mentioned, and we'll see in a moment that there are ramifications. The Gemara in Daf Kuf Chesim Beis in Masechet Shabbos, the Gemara has the following statement. The Gemara says, this is a statement from quoted in the Braisa. Omer Avmuna Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Who are your Omer? Yad La'ayin Tikatzetz. If a person's hand touches his eye, says Rashi, Shachris Kodem Sheitel Yodov, before he washes his hands. So Chas V'Shalom, the hand will be severed. Rashi says, Noach Lo Shetikatzetz, Sheruach Ra Shara Yadav. That God forbid there's this Ruach Ra which can cause damage, can cause hezek. The Gemara continues, Yad L'chotem Tikatzetz. It can affect one's nostrils. Yad L'peh Tikatzetz. It affects one's mouth. Yad L'ozen Tikatzetz. It affects one's ears. Yad L'chasuda Tikatzetz. So Rashi interprets this to mean that if someone has some sort of a wound, Rifta de Kusilta, some sort of a nekev that one has, that could also be affected. The Mokom nekev. And this primarily was a term that's found in Chazal with reference to Hakazas Dam. They used to do bloodletting. That was the refuah of their day. I imagine you may or may not be aware that barbershops, at least in the United States, those that I remember, have blue and white poles, blue and red poles, because they were the areas where Hakazas Dam used to take place. But they did bloodletting. They did a number of things. The leeches were done in the barbershops and other kinds of things also that we don't necessarily practice today, obviously. So the Gemara goes on. Yad la'amo tikatzetz, also referring to the Eber Hazachus. Yad l'fi tabas tikatzetz, the other side. Then it continues, Yad l'gigit tikatzetz. So Rashi says, if you touch, again, we're talking about without Netilas Yadayim, your hands that touch a gigit, which is, Rashi learns, Shematila b'sheicha, it's used to make beer. We're talking about a barrel that we have, let's say, hops in there, that we use for the purpose of making beer. Yad misamei, so a yad can also, God forbid, cause blindness, Rachman al-Litzlan. Yad can also cause the person to be a cheresh, named the ozen. Yad Ozen, Yad Male Pulipus, which refers to some sort of Reach Ra. The Gemara continues, the Gemara says, Tam Yav Nasa Omer Bat Chorin Hi Zo. This Reach Ra is called what? It's called the Bat Chorin. The Mishabura is going to talk about it in a moment. The Mishabura is going to point out that if you wash your hands three times, B'Sei Rugin, ultimately, according to the Vilna Gaon, you have to wash your hands four times, you can somehow be successful in removing whatever Ruach Ra exists over there, and Mishabura is going to point out over there, we mentioned it, that even women should be careful regarding young children, and so that's what the Gemara here calls this Ruach Ra Bat Chorin. Umakpedes, this Bat Chorin, this Ruach Ra is makpid, achiyirchas yodah gimel pamin. It's makpid until you wash your hands three times, and the Vilna Gaon, as I said, washes it a fourth time. Okay, that's the lashon of the Gemara here, and this is very fascinating that is quoted by Chazal, quoted the Torah Mefureshet by Chazal. So now I just want to comment on the Mishabura here. The Mishabura, as I said, mentioned in the beginning of Siman Dalet, he quoted the Machlokes between the Rosh and the Rashba. And now the Mishabura refers to also this Gemara in Shabbos, that Ruach Ra has the capability of being Mazik And what is it mazik? Kol nikabim shebegufo shel adam. Any orifices in a person's body can actually be harmed as a result of this person not washing his hands. And so obviously, these two reasonings that are offered by the Rashi and the Rashba markedly differ than the reasoning that's offered by the Gemara here in Shabbos in regards to Ruach Ruah. Ruach Ruah is essentially an issue of sakana. So what's an akamina between the reasoning that's offered by the Rashi and the Rashba? They say either because Yadai Maskani Yotain, since in Sifkot Aleph, since a person's hands are constantly preoccupied, we're afraid he might have touched a Mokka Betun of Shabaguf, if we have to wash our hands. And the Rashba said because we are likened to a kohen when he begins the avoda in the beginning of the day, Avodas Hashem, in the Beis Hamikdash, he also has to wash his hands. So we are, in effect, being compared to a kohen who's about to engage in his avoda. We're about to engage in our avoda, in Avodas Hashem. But the third reasoning that the Gemara says in Shabbos is based on obviously sakana. So the nafka mina is number one. If we're talking about a mitzvah, so then it's lechora sufficient to wash one's hands one time. There's no need to do more than v'chitz yadayim pamachat. That would suffice. However, the Gemara says in Shabbos that we just read, if it's in Shum Sakona, then it's clear, the Gemara says very clearly, that this Bas Chorim does not leave the person until you wash your hands three times, as we said, according to the going, four times. So now you look in Sipkot and Tess in the Mishnah Berurah over here. Here's where he refers to this concept, because the Mechaber says in Sif Beis, didactic laros aleim mayim gimel pomim, lahavir ruach ro shesheru aleim. So notice that the Mechaber only quotes the reasoning that's mentioned in the Gemara in Shabbos. On Kufchesim Abez, Kufchesim Adalav, that you have to wash your hands three times. Mr. Brewer right away comments, he says, Kichutz me'atamnim ha'nuskar m'siv kot Adalav, namely over and above the Rosh and the Rashba, she'etzorach litol yodav l'tfila, tzorach litol gav mishum b'ruach ro, ha'sher al yadayim. Ach, heicha da netilo mishum b'ruach ro, levad, lo yim esaknem al zeh bracha. Because in general, we don't make a bracha on something that is niska because of sakona. A bracha is only made on something which is chiyuvi, something which is of an affirmative, of a positive nature, not something which is to negate some sakana, or another to essentially address a sakana. We don't make a bracha on that. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. He goes on, it's a contest. In terms of the parameters of this washing, laros aleim, three times, says the Mishnah Berurah, you have to wash till the wrist, at perakas roa. If you don't have enough water, you can wash till the end of the knuckles. That's sufficient, says the Mishnah Berurah. Bitzorach lifshon hakapos kimisharotza lekabel dover. Now this is also a fascinating statement. This is from the Magen Avraham, that this particular position is quoted. My mother, alei hashalom, was very makbid on this. Anytime she washed her hands, let's say before eating bread, my mother would pick up her hands like this, and then she would say before the bracha, in the morning as well, when my mother washed her hands, she followed this Magen Avraham. Now, how in heaven's name she knew about the Magen Avraham? I don't think she learned Magen Avraham as far as I know, but she saw it with her own mother, Alei Hashalom. My grandmother comes from Vilna. So she saw her grandmother practicing this, so she followed this. So Mishnah Berurah says, I want to be Madaik, Lashem Mishnah Berurah, if you don't mind. Vitzorich. It doesn't say V'chayev. Mishnah Berurah says V'chayev. How many people you know in the morning when they're washing their hands three times, four times according to the Gra, pick up their hands and maybe they say that those psukim that my mother, Alei Hashalom, used to say, or they don't say it. I do not know even one person who does this. I have actually questioned many people to see if they follow this Magen Avraham. And the Diyuk for the Mishnah Berurah says, Betzorich. People don't do it. And obviously the Netilah is kosher without this. As long as you wash your hands three times, where the Gemara says, or four times, going to the Gra, but here he calls such a practice v'yagbim neged rosh gam tov l'diach piv. You should also wash your mouth. So that I think people are knowing to do, if I'm not mistaken.
Because that way your mouth isn't dirty while you're talking.
This is also quoted. You can see from the Be'er Heitev in the Sif Yud Zayin. If you take a look over here, you can actually see it. You have the Be'er Heitev. So in Sif Yud Zayin, the Be'er Heitev mentions this. This somehow people do practice, if I'm not mistaken. It's quoted there. So I think that this, what are you suggesting? Why is it that as far as raising their hands, that people I see are not mocked about? That, and by the way, I want to be medayik between the two lashonos of the Mishnah Berurah. regarding the raising of the hands, he says Bitzarech. Then regarding Hadach HaSapeh, Gam Tov. Why does he change his Lashon? I think that's exactly what maybe you are suggesting, that Gam Tov, this is already something that's more fundamental. Masha'ekin Bitzarech, that's something that you give him a Vater on. But okay, whatever the case
is. They usually need people to brush their teeth.
They do that also.
Ah,
very good. That's also true. In order to prevent halitosis. So therefore, you it's a chesed. Very good. It doesn't suggest that. It doesn't tell you what the time is, Mr. Brewer, but it just points out that the time is similar.
By Sif, you design the Mr. Brewer. So in the Pnei Harira, it says, Kitzarek Lahazker is Shem of God of the Kedusha of the Torah.
Oh, that's exactly the time. Even though Rabbi Ramfeld's time is Tinati, very Mekubal, but exactly what you said is correct. I was going to mention it because you want to, again, you're going to articulate the Shemus of Hashem and the like, so it has to be done with Nikiyas HaPeh. The Lashon, the Chazal, and actually we've shown them sometimes, use the following expression, Peh Kodosh Et Yom Adav Hazeh. You see it often in Rishonim. Peh Kodosh means someone who is makbid, first of all, on the Kiyas HaPeh in terms of how he speaks, the way Anshei Yerushalayim were very, very careful. And in general, we know that the Rambam writes actually in Hilchos Deos. The Rambam talks about the Talmud Chochem and the Hanhoga of the Talmud Chochem. There also he mentions that the Talmud Chochem is exceptionally careful how he speaks, the way he speaks, the whole Hanhoga of the Talmud Chochem, every single aspect of his personality. Ezeu pasuk the Gemara says shekol haTorah kulo nimtzabo. Also, Mashmos said Rambam like that. Hilchos Deos, one pasuk that somehow has the entire Torah embedded in it. That's that pasuk. The whole Rachel da'eu, even the way a person speaks or the way a person behaves and the like. Okay, but what you said is 100% correct. But I think both Tamim, they say the reason why a person is supposed to give tzedakah early in the morning, Ariya Kodesh. The reason is, I mean, people. Some do it at the very beginning, and also the Ariya Kodesh writes, it's mentioned in many Siddurim that even before you daven, you have to call upon yourself, you have to rech kamocha. So part of that is what Rabbi Ramtol Shlita mentioned a moment ago, unquestionably, that itself is a chesed. I'm sometimes involved in Shalom Bayis issues that relate to these, to that concept that you spoke about, and the matter can be resolved if people have a concept. My father, Shalom, was very into reading Benjamin Franklin. So Benjamin Franklin, one of the comments that he had, cleanliness is next to godliness. But it's a Gemara. Gemara says that kol yom adam should be rocheitz panav yadav v'agla v'chvei kainai kol pal Hashem l'maneu. So this is part of the Hadach HaSapeh, thank you, that you referred to the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, but the Mishnah Berurah also calls from the Ariya Kodesh something else which is very significant here in Sivkot Yud. Yud Gimel Pamim v'afilu shov v'charbi v'pam echad eino mo'el. Listen, we don't know the parameters exactly of Ruach Ruach, but the Gemara says it requires three times washing, and the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say it has to be the Serugin. Dainu, Pam Achat al Yad Yamin, V'achagach al Yad Smol. Ad Gimel Pamim bis Serugin. That's the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that this is mentioned by the Magen Avraham, by the Chayodam, by the Nesivis, in his parish on the Siddur, Derech HaChayim. So, what does that mean, bis Serugin? First your right hand, then your left hand. Your right hand, then your left hand. Your right hand, then your left hand. Don't do three on one and three on the other in succession. No, it has to be dafka b'serugin in order to remove the rach ra. The Bi'a Halacha over here, take a look in the, raises a very famous question. You see, I'm asking the doctor, Barah Saleh, Mayim Gimel Pamim, I am Mishnah Berurah, who be the Eved, Atul Onotah, Rak Yodo Acha Salvad, So Ruach Ruah Me'esa Hayah. He quotes from the Arzah Chayim, that's the Malbim, who wrote a parish on Shulchan Aruch. It's not so well known, but the Mishnah Berurah is the one who popularized it. We know the Malbim because Parish HaTanach, he was the one who waged many, many wars against the Maskilim. That's why his magnum opus is in Parish HaTanach, but the Malbim was a Goy Nadir and wrote Perushim and Chidushim, and he has a Parish Shulchan Aruch that's often quoted by the Mishnah Berurah called the Arzah Chayim. So here he quotes from the Malbim, a very fascinating psak. Let's say a person only washes one hand. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Arzah Chayim, the Ruach Ruah will leave that hand. That hand that you wash, the Ruach Ruah will leave. So let's say a person has a cast on one hand. A person is somehow not well and has an intravenous kind of setup on his on one of his hands, so he cannot wash that hand. So the Be'alacha says, at least wash one hand. If you wash that one hand, then now you can touch your eyes with that hand that you washed, and you can go ahead and touch other orifices, other parts of your body with that hand that you washed. But if you can't do the serugin and you wash only one hand, so then you are that's the chiddush of the of the Arzachai. Now this chiddush is based on the Gemara. It's based on the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says in that Ayin Zayin in Maseches Yuma. It's in the last parak of Maseches Yuma, Yom Kippurim. The Gemara has the following comment. And now we're talking about, obviously, on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you have an Isur of Chavisha Inuyah. That Asur, Beruchitza, Besicha, Minus Asavno, Tashamito, Bachilo Shtia. So here the Brisa of Ayin Zayin obeys. The Brisa has the following comment. Tanu Abanon, Asur, Lirchas, Lirchas, Mitzas Gufo, Gichol Gufo. Even Mitzas Guf cannot be washed on Yom Kippur. And now there is a very important statement. Ben Hoyim Aluchach, Betidu, Betzoa, Let's say a person is sully, the person is dirty. There's lichluch. So then the halach is rochitz kedarko. Why is that permissible? So the Rishonim point out, because that's not the rechitza the chazal asid. Chazal only asid rechitza shotanu. If the rechitza is for the oneg, but simply for your pleasurable purposes. But if the rechitza is simply to remove lichluch and the like, that's considered to be permissible. And then it goes on, also losa mixas gufa, kohol gufa, just like sicha is also an issue. It's just an issue, not just being soch the entire guf, but rather even soch part of your guf is also considered to be problematic. And then the rice continues. Again, any situation where sicha the shem tainug, that's what Chazal asked. They said the shem oneg, you're not allowed to do on Yom Kippur. Sicha, rechitza, all the inuyim that we mentioned. However, if a person has chtotin berosho, you have different types of abrasions and bruises and what have you on your head, so then you're allowed to go ahead and do sicha. I'm not discussing that halacha right now. I want to get to the next day. Tanu Rabbi Menashe, the Rebbe Menashe, one of the Tanoim, said the following: Madicha isha yoda achas b'mayim. A woman can go ahead and take yoda achas, one hand, put it in water, venosenes pas latinok, and now she can go ahead and give some bread to her baby, to her young child, Beno Chosheshes, Omru Allah Valshamay Azokin, Shalarasa Lahakil Biyodo Achas. He didn't want to go and give with one hand. I'm not getting into that detail. I'm interested in one issue, really. And the Gemara actually goes on. First, the Gemara explains Shamay Azokin, Yugazu Allah Vahakil Bishtayadai, Mai Tamarama Abai Bishum Shifsa. So, what is the Shifsa? That's what I want to comment because of the Gemara that indicates here, Yodo Achas, that one hand could be utilized. So Rashi right away comments, what is shifsa? Ruach ra hasher al yadayim shalonot lo shachris. You don't wash your hands in the morning, you have this ruach ra that's going to be hovering over you, and therefore you will not be able to go ahead and give the child the bread, the pas that the child requires. And that's what Rashi says here. Rashi says that he, Besham, did not want lahachl yodo achas, afil yodo achas lo yanotel lost his pas of no kod miyom kippurim. But Rashi, the previous Rashi, madiches yodo, if you don't wash your hands, so then you have ruach ra on that food, and therefore it could cause damage. The name of that shed is shifsa. So the Malbim quotes this Gemara. The Malbim, the Shabura doesn't mention it, but look in the Malbim, in the Arzus Achaim that is quoted by the Be'alocha, he mentioned this Gemara. So to avoid ruach ra, Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to engage in mechitza. So you simply wash one hand, and then are able to give your tinok pas lechol. So you can see from that Gemara, you can wash one hand. It's enough to take off the ruach ra from one hand. The Ari HaKadosh said it has to be done the way the Meshavur calls in the Achreinim, b'serugin, right, left, right, left, right, left. So poshut shot, it's not ma'akev in the netilah. It's a mitzvah nabucha. It's the ideal that once you go ahead and do the serugin, alternately wash one's hands, first right, then left, right, left, right, left, etc. But in order to prevent sakana, so it's enough, Natila, even biyodo achas, in one of his hands, mitzvah namucha, b'serugin. The mitzvah namucha is to do it in an alternate kind of fashion. The Gemara does not mention that. The Gemara just mentions, I read to you before, in Shabbos, just washing your hands three times in order to prevent ruach ra. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Achronim that serugin is that which is required l'chatchila, but the Achronim already point out, I think the Avraham Chaim Noah writes in the Sefer Shulchan, he points out that Be'etzem Ruach Ra is already handled and addressed after Nitila Pamachas. But he says, "Ain't no veris legamri." It's not going to be totally removed till the person goes ahead and does so. Miserugin, you do it three times actually, on the, as I said, right left, that combination, right left. That's when it's going to go away legamri. So you see that apparently even one time, it's enough apparently that the ikra tumba kvar chalaf halachlo. The ikra tumba has already dissipated. It's already gone. And that's why when the Gemara says, Yad lepeh tikotzeitz, that's where I do no netila whatsoever. But once I have even one netila, that's sufficient apparently to address the issue of Ruach HaTumah. Obviously, if I wash three times, as the Mishabu said, b'seirugin, then it goes away entirely. And the truth is that if you take a look in also in Shulchan Aruch, Milchus Yom Kippur, Tofrei Shu Gimel, this is under the Isur Mechitz of Yom HaKippur. Tafri Shu Gimel, quoting this Gemara that I just cited to you in Yuma. So the Mechaber says the following, in the Sif Beis. Note that Adam Yadav Shachris, person washes one's hands in the morning, the way you do the entire year. How many times? Three times. As the Mishnah Berurah right away points out over there. Because he says, Mishnah Berurah came from the Belozeh, lo yachal liga, yadav lepeh, ulei naim, ulaozeh, mishum sakana. So that's why even in Yom Kippur there's an Isur Mechitza, one of the Chamish Shenuyim, but the Halacha says that you have to go ahead and wash your hands. And Mishnah Berurah said after Mishum Sakana, Lo gar meim hayo meluchas betit. If a person was meluchas betit, I just mentioned the Gemara, then you have to go and wash, because that's not Mechitza Shaltanik, that's Mechitza, which is Lahasir et Adlichluch, to remove the dirt and the like. Mishnah Berurah just says, Avoponav layichas klal, you should wash your face. So the Mechaber says, no to Adam, I'm reading Yom Kippur again, Simba Temperat Shigimel, Simbeis, no to Adam, Yad Beshachris, Mubarak Al Tiyas Yadayim, V'yizoya Shelo Yitol El Atzov Kishre Ezbo. So here, you should only go until the knuckles. You don't go beyond that. In Tisha B'Av, we have similar kind of halachas. And again, the Rabbah says, V'lo Yichabim Lanu Asuchitza, V'ak Lahabi Ruach Ruam El Yadayim, Gos Magos Mamonios. You want to make sure that you've addressed the issue of Ruach Ruam. So again, you see that the Achronim point out that even on Yom Kippur, you can actually wash your hands three times, not just one time. So that's what you see, that apparently you have to have three times Rechitza in order that the Ruach Ruach should be entirely eliminated. Now, I want to raise a question, which is an obvious question, and one that people have asked me in the past many, many times. Namely, I go ahead and I get up in the morning, I daven, I put on tefillin. Now I go around, let's say I have to purchase whatever I have to purchase for myself. So I go into stores. In Eretz Yisrael, we have less of a problem. But in Chutz Laaretz, I go into a store, and we can assume that whatever the store is, a supermarket, a vegetable market, a greengrocer, and there are people who are not necessarily either observant Jews or people who are non-Jews, and they're touching food all over the place. I'm talking about, let's say, in a non-corona kind of environment, where they're perhaps in the corona environment, they're wearing gloves, or they're being more medactic, perhaps. Halavai. But let's assume that a non-corona environment, which is the norm, as opposed to the present situation, that's not the norm, and now they're going ahead and touching food. So now the question is, what right do I have to purchase that item that came into contact with people who didn't wash their hands in the morning? This is a fascinating question that many people have asked in the past. Achrenim were already concerned about this problem, don't worry. There's not an issue they didn't discuss. So if the Ruach Ra goes away after one Netila, so I assume most people, even non-observant Jews, and even, let's say, non-Jews, they wash their hands once in the morning, at some stage in their process of getting up. I'm saying, if I need three times, then that's the problem. If the Gemara says, and that's what we just read over here in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Dalet. That's what we just saw. Hilchos Yom Kippurim, you require three times, so how can I go ahead and touch the food? And the Mishnah Berurah says that you need three times in order. You want to remove the Ruach Ra, it's required three times. And you see that in Yom Kippur, three times is Ma'akeh. It's indispensable in order to remove the Ruach Ra. So, again, it would seem to me, Lefiyan Yus Daiti, and this is already mentioned, as I said, and take a look actually in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch also, I think we read this already, that the Shulchan Aruch points out, mentions this halacha very clearly. Take a look in the here, Sif Dalet and Sif Hey, we'll read Sif Dalet first, or even, let's say, Sif Gimel, or Yigab Yadlo, Kodim, the Tim Lepeh, Velola Chotem, Velola Znaim, Velola Inaim, that we just saw. And Halacha Dal, the Mechaber says, Afilu Misha Nutal Yadlo, Vayimash, Shavia Tabas Tomid, Shavia Zol De Tachtonios, Lo Yigab Mokam Akoza, that's the Gemara that we read in Shabbat, Shavish Mashayad Mazi Lechabura, Halacha Hey, Lo Yigab Begigi Sheikhar. You're not supposed to touch, that's the Gemara in Shabbat Kuftes. You're not supposed to touch. Why? Shemishu Shayad, Masi La Sheikhar. You don't wash your hands. You can cause damage to the Sheikhar. The Mishnah Berurah says on that. Take a look in the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah on Sif, Kodim Yudali. Vimnoga, Bemachal, Kodim Shenot Ayodah. So look at the Mishnah Berurah said, let's say they touch these Balei Chanuyot, these green grocers, or people who work in supermarkets. They touch the Machal before there was Netilas Yodai. Name Lassam Amachal Yidezeh. Oh Hashem. And the machal does not become osur. Aber katchila miod yesh yizra shel liga ad b'shum machal. Yim noga ba'ochel yidichenu gimel pamin. V'chein English tos ashan taba kodem netias yadai. Okay, that's another discussion. It's also in general. Ashan taba. And these are the eyes according to 99.999% of the poskim that I'm familiar with. You're not allowed to smoke and you can't engage in this kind of activity, which in Rachman Litzan is injurious, is carcinogenic, and the like. But again, we're asking the question, again, relating to supermarkets and green grocers and the like. They don't wash negelvasa. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to point out something which is also very significant, and it's important to mention it right now. We'll read it actually a bit later. Mishnah Berurah says that there's no problem if a non-Jew touches ochel without negelvasa. Take a look. Let's read it already. Sikon Yud. He writes in Mishnah Berurah, take a look in Yud. The last line in Yud. I may not read all of it. We read part of it. He says, Yom Pam, I feel a shovich harbi in Pam Echad and Amoil. You can't just go ahead and a stream of water on your hands. That will not suffice, says Mishnah Berurah. Ad Yom Pam Miserugin. It was saved in my Serab, he quotes in the Milne Gaon. Okay, I'll maybe address that shortly. They're the ones who usually are involved with food preparation and the like, so they have to be exceptionally cautious. Now the last line in the Mishnah Berurah. What a statement. Mishnah Berurah says that we're not worrying that a non-Jew does not wash his hands in the morning, doesn't do negelvasa, because he says they are not mekabel tumah. So what's the pshat? So I want to read the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav explains what is behind this Mishnah Berurah. He says, Ki ruach ha-tumah ha-zois eina mischashekes ela bekli shel kodesh. Only a kli shel kodesh, which is a Jew. Obimokam Shekdusha Mistalekes Kigon Guf Yisrael Shenishmasa Mistalekes Vozwa Khatuma Sheral Gufo. Wow. Only a goof that has Kedusha, and the Kedusha can leave the individual.
Is that then you have a concept of the Rashba? Every day a person is like a
Brei
Hadasha, or?
I'm not sure that that's embedded in the Rashba, even though you're not, if you look at the Lashon, the Mishnah Berurah, where he quotes the Rashba, so the Rashba says, Gebriya Hadasha, but then the Mishnah Berurah, Lachem Gam Dovazet Tikna B'Shachat, the Hiskadesh B'Kdushosa, that's what you're basing your statement on, which is correct. Lito Yodenim HaKli K'Kon, Shemekadash Yodim HaKiya K'Kon HaBudoso, so that is connected, unquestionably, you're comments is right on the mark, that is connected, but the Yisod of the Shulchan Aruch Rav is a very fascinating Yisod. I'll be Marchev Sayuria maybe a little bit. I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, he had the following comment. The Gemara says in Megillah, the Gemara points out that there's a distinction between, there are two types of mitzvos. One is called Tashmishei Kedusha, one is called Tashmei Shemitzvah. Tashmei Shemitzvah are items that we use specifically for a mitzvah. When we come a mitzvah with Tashmei Shemitzvah, such as a lulav and esrog, let's use that as an example. So the halacha is Tashmei Shemitzvah. The Gemara says that once I finish using Tashmei Shemitzvah, so the halacha is that nizrokin, you can actually throw it away. Of course, it has to be thrown away b'tzura mechubedet, in a respectful, proper kind of way, in an appropriate kind of way. And there are many other such Tashmei Shemitzvah and the like. But then we have something called Tashmei Shekdusha. A Sefer Torah is Tashmei Shekdusha. A pair of tefillin, a zug tefillin is Tashmei Shekdusha. A mezuzah, Tashmei Shekdusha. What's the definition of Tashmei Shekdusha? Generally, the definition is something that has in it the Shem Hashem. Something that has already a connection with the Shem Hashem in some form of fashion, where there are parshios that are written in there, as the three examples that I just gave you. So the Gemara says, what's the din of Tashmei Shekdusha? Tashmei Shekdusha nignozin. You have to undergo geniza. You have to put them in the geniza. Why is there such a distinction? So the distinction is because one is a lower level of kedusha. Only b'shas mitzvasa. There's even a concept, as you know, of huktzah mitzvasa, the Gemara Sukkah, and elsewhere, that something once used for a mitzvah, so it becomes huktzah mitzvasa. Let's say the schach of a sukkah after Yom Tov. The schach of a sukkah after Yom Tov. So then one can actually, we're talking about Tashmei Shemitzvah, even though the Gemara says in Sukkah that test, Kishem Shechal Shem Shemaim al Chagiga, Kalchal Shem Shemaim al Sukkah, the Pasha, they're talking about Tashmei Shemitzvah, and after Yom Tov, you can be Nizrak, you can actually be discarded again, Mitzvah Mechubedet, in a nice kind of way. Someone actually asked me recently whether they can go ahead and they, can they use this Schach for purposes that are not, shall we say, so Mechubad? And so they told me a story which is found in the Sam Sefer. The Sam Sefer, apparently, one of his talmidim, after the sukkah was over, took the schach and was trotting upon it, literally walking on top of the schach. So they said, he's not royal or raw, this particular talmid, even though he was apparently a massive talmid chacham, but because he treated the schach in such a fashion, he felt he was royal or raw. I'm extrapolating from there. Rav Soloveitchik said the following. He said, what's the distinction between a Jew and a non-Jew? A Jew is considered to be Tashmei Shekdusha. He's obligated in 630 mitzvahs. A non-Jew is only obligated in Shem Mitzvah and Enach. Mele, his status is that of a Tashmei Shemitzvah. What's the din of Tashmei Shemitzvah? There's no din of Kura that applies to a non-Jew. The only reason why we bury a non-Jew is for health reasons, or we bury a non-Jew because it's considered to be something which is the Acheretz, which is Mechubad. But Nikra din, there's no din of Kura by a non-Jew. The din of Kura only applies to a Jew because Tashmei Shekdusha Nignozin require Geniza, because we're talking about 630 mitzvahs. As a result, there's a Kedush Saguf. A Jew has an inherent kind of Kedusha. This is elaborated on by the Beis Halevi, our Soloveitchik's great-grandfather, Barichos, about the Tashmei Shekdusha element. But this Chiddush that our Soloveitchik took the Gemara Megillah and extrapolated to this distinction between a Jew and a non-Jew is very relevant to what we're discussing over here, namely what the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, that a Jew is compared to a Sefer Torah. There are many, many Gemaras, many Rayas of Chazal and Midrashim, that the Jew is Moshul, the Sefer Torah. A Jew is actually as a din of a Sefer Torah. When, God forbid, a Jew is nifter, so of course the neshama is neshama elokit, and the neshama leaves, even though the hab is there for a period of time, let's say during Shiva, and then the neshama leaves, there's a histalkus of the neshama from the group, but the neshama elokai kama, neshama shenasati mitohorahi, ata brasah, the yitzartah, ata nefachtah, mapikeh. But anyway, just there, chakam. So there's a neshama which is chelek elokami mal, so that is inherent kind of kedusha. And that's why a Jew is considered to be Kedushas Guf, and has a din of Tashmish Kedusha, which requires Gvura. As a matter of fact, there's a Ramban Chumash. So the Ramban comments on the Pashas Kiseitse. The Torah says, the Torah is talking about the din of Milchama in Eretz Yisrael, and there it mentions in that context, it says that if you recall in Tanakh, in Yeshua, he hung up the 31 Malachim that he had to kill. So the Ramban there writes that in Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua was very makbid, and the same day that he hung up those 31 kings, those 31 malachim, right after the day was over, they were buried. Because even though there's no din of kvura that applies to a non-Jew, because as I said earlier, he's a tashmish shel mitzvah, not a tashmish shel kedusha. It's not the kaddishin tayguf. It's the tayguf not sanctified. However, in Eretz Yisrael, there's a seven halacha. Well, it's a time yisad moscha. Hashem Hashem alokecha. They say alanachalam. That's why he has to undergo kvura. Gemara Tzadhedin in the second paragraph. The Gemara discusses what the nature of kvura is. Kavod ames, kavod achai, whatever the case is. Here we see from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he's explained this Mishnah Berurah. So I elaborated here because I thought it was a value that Mishnah Berurah said that it doesn't apply to a goy. So now the question is, what about a Jew who's not frum, a Jew who's not observant? So then the question is, what's his status? And Mishnah Berurah again, he says, Ein lesser hamachal. I feel it in long lager, even if he touched it before negel vasa. So he didn't wash negel vasa, but the machal does not become lesser. And again, in the Ebbe, we don't compel you to throw out the food. The question is, whether the Chora, there's an element of sakona here. There's still an element of sakona that's involved. So again, we assume, Achronim, I think, assume that this is a shosh of Alma. This shosh of sakona is just a something that we have to be concerned about. And in the Ebbe, again, I think that's about Mashmos and Mishabrua. So they are going to a store, whether the store is owned by a non-Jew, as I mentioned earlier, a green grocer, a supermarket in Chutz Laretz, and or a Jew who's not observant, not yet observant. So obviously, ideally, undoubtedly, it's better, probably, not to purchase from the Jew who's not observant. Better to go to the non-Jew who is not obligated b'chlal on all these issues and all these inyanim, because as the Mishnah Berurah says, that this entire issue of brach rav is not relevant to a non-Jew. It's only relevant to a Jew who's inherently has kedusha and has an inherent kind of sanctity. That's when we have this issue that we have to be concerned about.
The Rav was saying there were opinions that held that one washing is some level?
Yes.
Is that the Kabbalah? Or?
That even if a person washes, as I mentioned, and maybe I'll talk about this absolutely, maybe tomorrow I'll mention more about this, that as long as everyone washes their hands.
No, the cup, they wash their hands, but I guess that
the cup is not okay, with the exception of that which we do actually, as we'll see, if you take a look a bit further, right here, take a look at this halacha in Zayin. Tov l'akben l'tzias yadayim shachas b'chal adroim ma'akben l'tzias yadayim l'suda. Tov! That it's ideal, including what you mentioned a moment ago, as far as the kli is concerned. However, the Ramos says, miyu enu ma'akim l'kli l'kach kabra. Anything that passes with l'tzias yadayim l'suda is not ma'akim when it comes to ruach ro. But the chachim, I always wash my hands with a kli. So I carry a kli with me in my car, and always wash my hands with a kli. I also carry water with me in my car, even though I haven't used it now in a fair number of months, except for one occasion. But other than that, lachatchila, it's not ma'ake. But in general, I'm just being misake what I've said till now, that since we assume that everyone washes their hands sometime or another in the morning, everyone, every human being cannot washes their hands. So even though they're obviously not doing it b'serugin, and not necessarily three times, and certainly not four times like the Vilna Gaon, but because of they're washing their hands, so that's sufficient apparently to, let's shall we say, attenuate at least somewhat the Ruach Ra, and this issue then is no longer an issue.
Okay, also, if you let's say wash your hand like one time, so...